And she was bus captain years ago. It was 5 new doors every week. If you think about that, that's 260 doors, right? 260 doors. Is that, am I right in my math there? Somebody help me. 5 times 50 is 250, and 260 doors, right? 260 doors a year. A year. Now, I don't think all 260 is going to come. But how many can you get out of 260 doors?
That's right.
Come to the house of the Lord. Man, yes, there's going to be those that tell you no. There's going to be those that slam the door in your face. There's going to be those that don't want anything to do with it. They're out there. They are out there. Amen. But I believe there's also that one extra door that you knock on might be a Mackenzie Hawthorne. One of those doors you knock on might be a Kimmy Johnson. One of those doors you knock on might be a Patrick Allen. You can go on past that one if you want. But no. And then one of those doors might be Patrick, another Patrick that's there. Amen, we love Patrick. But you knock on those doors, because sooner or later, God's going to bring one of those young people, bring one of those young people to church and bring them in. Amen. And these three that I mentioned and others, I'll tell you what, God's brought all these young people in. Amen. We love these young kids, right?
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Amen. The book of Micah tonight. The book of Micah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Patrick, you know I love you. Okay. Let me know if it starts showing, all right? Amen. Book of Micah chapter 2. Brother Adair, you went to China. While you was in China, did you get to see the Great Wall? Did you really? Wow. Great Wall of China stood for over 2,000 years. It's been there. It stretches over 4,200 miles. Great Wall of China. That's an amazing wall right there, right? But it was built as a defensive position to keep the enemy out. Keep the enemy out. And, man, Great Wall. There's another wall. It's called the Hadrian Wall. It's in Great Britain. And it was built for a similar reason, to keep out certain ones. It runs 73 miles long. Probably one that we remember, most of us remember, is the Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall that divided Germany into East and West Germany. And many of us probably remember, it's getting to be fewer. Now, remember Ronald Reagan saying to Mr. Gorbachev, tear this wall down.
Yeah.
Remember that? And that wall did come down.
Yeah.
And it did break down and brought Germany back together and unified Germany again. And the walls.
Yeah.
And everybody's got Micah chapter 2?
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. A verse that I've used a lot, and I'm going to use it again, and all of you that heard, you know, I don't want you to tune me out because you hear it too much, all right? Go over here. Proverbs, I believe it's chapter 18, 24, verse 8, verse 24, but it talks about a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. How many of you heard me talk about that verse before? Wow. I got to get new stuff. But it relates to what I'm going to talk to you about tonight, okay? Man that hath friends, that word friends, man that hath friends is just talking about an acquaintance, somebody that you're familiar with, somebody that you're acquainted with, your friend, okay? Then it says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Then it goes on to say, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The word friend, for there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, is a different word than the first friend. It's not just an acquaintance, but it's a very close, intimate relationship. Okay? Very close, intimate relationship. Then you got the word friendly that's in there. That's kind of, you know, the same, on the same ballpark as friend, friends and friend, right? And friendly, all sounds good, right? But that word friendly is different. Don't talk about an acquaintance and don't talk about intimate relationship. But the word friendly means, that word means to pull walls down, to tear walls down. Okay? And if you think about it, it makes sense. If you think about it for a moment. Amen. That when you, as somebody that's friendly, isn't that what they do? They begin to pull down walls that separate you and them. Before you know it, somebody that's a total stranger into you in your life, because they're friendly, when they walk away, they know your name, they know where you live, know what you do for an occupation, know your social security number and your mother's maiden name. They've got it all down. I mean, they know everything about you because they are so friendly. It begins to pull down all these walls between you, right? All the walls begin to fall and all the walls begin to break down because somebody is friendly. If you start out by just being a friend, just by being an acquaintance, but the longer you're with them and the more friendly you become, the more walls that you pull down, the better you get to know them, the better you are acquainted, right? And what happens, eventually you develop into a relationship, and a relationship that can develop into a very close, intimate friendship. All right? Everybody needs to have that. Needs to have that. But, you know, the Bible tells us that at one time, if you read the book of Ephesians, okay, if you read the book of Ephesians chapter 2, and let me just read it to you. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, there was a distance between us and God. Do you know that? There was a lot of walls that stood between us and the Lord. There was, you may have known God, you may have known who Jesus, heard of Jesus, you may have been acquainted with Jesus. Maybe even somebody has told you about Jesus and some of the good qualities of Jesus, but it's just an acquaintance. It's just an acquaintance. It's just some, he was just somebody that you know. Maybe somebody has told you about God. Maybe somebody has described God to you, told about God's love and God's goodness and all that, but in reality, he was just an acquaintance to you. It was just that you maybe you just knew that God was out there somewhere and that there was a God in heaven. Maybe you looked at nature and you looked at the creation. And you said, there is a God. There is a God. And you recognize that he's there. He's just an acquaintance, but there is no relationship with him because there are walls that stand between us and God. Those walls that stood between us and God. For example, the wall of sin. The wall of our sins, a massive, huge wall that stood between us and God. That we could not get close to God. We could not have a relationship with God. We could not have that close, intimate relationship with God because of that wall of sin that stood between us and God. It's as if we were a far off from God. We were far off. He was somebody distant. We knew there was a God. We knew we could see the signs of God, but we did not have a relationship with him because the walls that stood between us and God. Maybe there's a wall of doubt that stood between you and the Lord. A wall of doubt, a huge, massive wall. You just did not believe. You could not grasp all about God. You just couldn't put your hand on it, couldn't wrap your mind around it because of the doubt that was in your heart about God. There's all of these walls that stood between us and God. And in order to have a closer relationship with God, those walls had to come down. But what we found was in our life, there was no way we could tear the wall of sin down. We could not break down that wall. We could not destroy the wall. We could not, in all of our efforts, we could not break through that wall. We could not penetrate. We could not go through. It was impossible. It was impossible. But, amen, we were far off. But it says there, but you are made nigh by Jesus Christ. Yes. You who were afar off are made nigh through Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ. Then it goes on in verse 14. For he is our peace,
yes,
who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition.
Yes.
That wall that separated us from God. He came, Jesus came, and what he did on the cross, he broke through that wall of sin. He broke through the wall of doubt. He broke through the wall of darkness. Amen. He crushed those walls. He broke through those walls. And because he came nigh to us, he came to where we were. When all those walls stood between us and God. Amen. But Jesus came and he died on a cross. Amen. And he rose again. He was victorious. Amen. And when he came out of the grave, amen, he broke through the wall of sin. He broke through the wall of doubt. Amen. And he came forth into our life and drew us to God and brought us to God and brought us through that wall and had into a relationship with the Lord God. And because he broke down that wall, now we can have that close, intimate relationship with God. Now we can come boldly before the throne of grace. Now we can enter in into his presence. Now we have access to the Father. Because the wall has been broken down, Jesus broke down that wall. Hallelujah. I'm glad he broke down that wall, aren't you? Amen. Do you remember when Jesus broke down that wall in your life? Amen. You were far off. You were way out in sin. But Jesus came and he broke the wall. And he busted through the wall of sin and doubt in your life and drew you to God. And now look where you're at right now in a relationship with God. Amen. Having a wonderful, wonderful relationship with the Lord God in your life is because Jesus came. And he broke down the wall. He broke down the wall. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be set free from behind the wall of bondage. Amen. The wall of bondage that I was bound in my sins. Amen. That wall that was like a prison to me. Right? That wall that kept me from enjoying freedom and liberty. Amen. He broke down that wall. Amen. He has come, the Spirit of God had anointed him, what? To bring sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bound, right? Praise God. Amen. When you read about what he did on the cross, it talks about how he led captivity captive. Hallelujah. He came and he delivered them and set them free. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, he has broken down the wall between us and God. He has shattered that wall and crushed that wall, amen, and totally, amen, annihilated the wall that separated us between us and God, amen, amen. Which brings me to that other verse that I mentioned to you earlier, the book of Micah chapter 2, book of Micah chapter 2, verse 13, Micah chapter 2 and verse 13. The breaker is come up before them.
Amen.
They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them.
Amen.
Notice what it says there? The breaker is come up before them.
Amen.
The breaker. Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen. The breaker. Wow, that's an interesting title to give to somebody. That's an interesting title to give to somebody, but when you put it in the perspective, as I just put it to you, about how Jesus broke through the wall of sin.
Amen.
He is the breaker.
Amen.
He is the one that breaks through the wall. He is the one that breaks through the wall of sin and doubt and bondage. Amen. He is the one that breaks through. Man, that word breaker in that verse right there, the word breaker, it means to break through, to break down, to break over, to burst, to breach, to break out, to burst out, to referring to an enclosure of some kind, to break through, to make a breach in, to break open, to break up, to break into pieces, to break out. Amen. To break over, referring to limitations. Amen. But it also means, it refers to doing this with violence. To do this violently. To do this in an energetic way. An explosive way. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, somebody, you know, that's in jail and they've got a little plastic spoon that they've sharpened down to a point and they're scraping around in a mortar joint for 10 years trying to get out of the jail, trying to escape the jail. This is like an explosion where the wall is blown open, amen, and they run out and go free. Amen. This is talking about a wall being broken and destroyed, amen, and breaking into pieces, amen, in a violent fashion. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Amen. He is the breaker. Amen. And I'm glad one day the breaker came to my life. Amen. And the wall of sin that separated me from God. Amen. He didn't just whittle away at it. He didn't just chip away at it. But one day, amen, he came and crushed that wall. Amen. It exploded and disintegrated. Amen. And I had complete access to the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Picture a brick wall, the brick wall of your sin. Brick wall of your sin. Amen. When you come to Jesus and ask him to forgive you of your sins, he don't come and take one brick off and say, I forgive you through that brick. And make you work and make you labor and make you pray and make you see, okay. Here's another brick. I'll forgive you for that sin. Then, oh, will you quit your whining? Take another brick. Throw another one off. That's not how we do it. And so eventually get the wall down where you can see over it. Oh, wow. That's not how he delivers from sin. I believe when God forgives, he forgives completely. Amen. When you call out to God for forgiveness of sin, amen, he forgives completely. Amen. Every sin is washed away. Every sin is gone. Amen. When he forgives completely. Not a little here and a little there and a little bit here. But I believe God, when you say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Amen. I believe that God, by his precious blood, amen, he washes them all away. Amen. That wall of sin explodes and is annihilated by the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. The breaker has come. The breaker has come. Amen. The breaker. Man, it's kind of in the mind of the prophet here. He conceives these people, the people of Israel, who are at this time being held captive by Babylon. And he pictures them in their captivity in a foreign city, surrounded by huge walls, massive gates, and they're them in their bondage. Those walls were like impassable barriers that stood between them and their freedom, that they could not go out and enjoy the freedom that they should have. Amen. They could not go and worship God like they needed to or should. They were in bondage. And then suddenly, a breaker appears. A breaker appears. Amen. One who, summoning all the rest to follow him. Amen. He charges and he breaks through the massive wall that held them bondage. He crushes through the wall and he crushes through all of the defensive positions of the enemy. Amen. He breaks through the wall and he leads God's people into freedom. Hallelujah. Amen. He pictures it, and if you can picture this, amen, that he is, and Jesus Christ is the breaker, amen, that leads those out of bondage into freedom and brings them into deliverance and sets them free. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's like prison walls. You know, prison walls for us today. Amen. If you've been washed in the blood, you know, God's delivered you from your sin. Amen. That wall of sin that had you, that held you in captivity. Amen. That wall's gone. Amen. That wall is gone. But if you're like me, amen, there's many times that I encounter walls in my life. Many times it feels like I run head on into a wall. You know what I'm talking about? Seems like no matter how hard you try, right? You just run into a wall. No, women, I'm not talking about your husband. Amen. But I'm talking about a wall. Amen. When it seems like no matter what you do, you run face first right into that wall, and it brings you to a stop. And it really seems like you cannot go forward. You cannot go on. You can't go on and enjoy what God has for you because of the wall that's there. Right? How many times have you felt like you ran into a wall? Man, maybe it's circumstances in our life that create a wall in our life. Maybe it's the circumstances you're going through right now, amen, that it just feels like you are up against a wall. Maybe it's the circumstances, whatever it is, that might be happening in your life right now. Maybe it's all the problems that have mounted up into one massive wall that stands in your way tonight. And no matter what you do, you cannot seem to get free, amen, and break through the wall and enjoy what God has, because right now you're stuck behind a wall. You are stuck behind that wall. Amen. It seems like no matter what you do, amen, you wake up in the morning and there's the wall. Right? Wow. You wake up in the morning, you open your door to go out of your room, and it seems like that wall is right there. You have to squeeze out the door. Get out the door, and here's this wall. No matter what you do, there's a wall. You're circling, you can't get around it. And it's preventing you from going on. You can't do nothing because of the wall. You can't do anything because of that wall that is built up in your life. Amen. It's not just the circumstances that we face and the problems that we face. And you put your problem in there, all right, because it's your wall. You know what it is. But sometimes, I mean, there's walls spiritually that we face as well. And do you ever notice those times when you go down to pray? And you start to pray and it's like, boom, there's the wall. When you start to worship, amen, the wall is there. Right? Everybody else seems to be doing all right. But for whatever reason, you keep running into the wall. You keep running into that wall. And maybe it's something in our mind. Maybe it's the pride in our life. Maybe whatever it is that's created that wall, but we cannot break through. There's times when you're seeking for the Holy Ghost. Amen. It feels like you can get in, you can pray, and the Lord will touch you, and you'll do just fine, and everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, wham, there's a wall. You get so far, you get so close, and then here you run into that wall again. Here's that crazy wall. Why does that wall stand between me and God? Why can't I go on through to the Holy Ghost? Amen. I feel God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel His presence. But boom, there you are running into that wall. Sometimes that wall, when you're seeking for the Holy Ghost, it might be doubt. That wall might be fear. Right? That wall may be something unsurrendered in your life that you have not surrendered to God, but that wall still stands in your way, and it hinders you from going on and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes walls can be the wall of our sickness. Wall of sickness. You know, man, I thank the Lord for good health, but you know, when somebody gets sick, amen, it does become like a wall to them. because it becomes an all-consuming wall.
Yeah, it does.
It's hard for us to get beyond the wall.
Yeah,
hard for us to go any farther.
Yeah.
Man, because every time we try to go around the wall, we keep coming back to the wall,
yeah.
Our sickness.
Right.
You think you're doing better, and here it is,
right.
Back to the wall of your sickness. You think everything's behind you, and you push on, and here you are, right back again, to the wall of your sickness.
Right. Amen.
Back to the wall.
Yeah.
It's those walls that stand between us,
yeah.
That's keeping us.
Amen.
It's holding us back.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, how many times have you prayed, and you felt like, and you've heard, you've probably said it, and you've heard other people say it, heaven is brass. How many of you have said that before? I'm praying, Brother David, but heaven is brass, man. My prayers don't, they hit the ceiling and they fall right back down on me. You ever done that? You ever felt that way? You ever felt like your prayers, when you prayed them, they dribbled off the front of your lip and they, like a... Know what I'm talking about? You're praying them and they're not going any farther than just like, you know, the drops of spit that you spit when you're praying the prayer. And you said, try saying prayer without spitting.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just like it goes nowhere. It falls. And your prayer, you're praying for God to move. You need God to hear you. It's a need in your life. It's for a loved one. It's for somebody that you care about. And when you pray, it seems like your prayers, they hit the wall and they bounce right back in your face. God, where are you? Why can't you hear my prayer? It's because this wall is blocking me and stopping, Lord, from me breaking through. And God, I just can't seem to get past this wall. Walls can be discouraging. Walls can be discouraging. Yeah. Hallelujah. The walls can get you to the point where you feel like it's useless, it's hopeless. Wall can get us to a point where we say, why try? Wall can get us to a point where we say, why pray? Wall can get to a point and say, why even try to worship God? The walls can get to a point and say, why even bother to go to church? God's not hearing me. Hey man, my problem is too big. The circumstances are too great. Why even seek for the Holy Ghost? I keep running into the wall. I can't seem to get beyond that. Hey man, Lord, I need some help here. I need some help here. Amen. I don't know what your wall is. I don't know what's keeping you back. But that wall, you know what it does? It puts you in bondage. It puts you in bondage. You know why? Because it limits you. If you're limited, you're in bondage to something. You can't go, you know. There was a friend of ours that had a dog, and it wasn't my dog, by the way. Okay, this is somebody else's dog. Dogs make perfect sermon illustrations. But he had him chained up out in the yard. This dog had worn a perfect circle in the grass, the perfect length of his chain. That's right. It was very clear how far the dog could reach. Let me tell you what, he was a loud, boisterous dog, barked, growled, you know, act like he wanted to eat you up, but he was on a big old chain.
Yeah.
He would come running, man, he'd hit the end of that chain and you know, you'd walk in the yard, he'd be in the doghouse, and here he'd come charging out there, all the things that dogs do as they charge, okay? And boy, here he'd come running, and boom, he'd hit the end of that chain. And man, it almost hit, you know, it'd turn him around. He'd hit that end of that chain so far. I'd think, you know what, dog? You're awful dumb. Look at the ground right there. It's very obvious you can't go any farther than that. It's very clear. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit smarter than the dog. But it would never fail. He would, you know, as long as he'd been there, you'd think he would understand, man. You can run all you want to, but when you get to the dirt spot, you better stop.
Yeah.
Better stop, because it's not going to be a happy ending.
Yeah.
He had all, you know what? He knew there was limitation to him.
Right.
He probably felt like he was free, but he had that chain put limitations on him. Amen. Knowing, you know what? That wall is keeping you in bondage. Amen. You came into the new year charging, man. You was ready to go. Amen. You was ready to have revival. You was ready to experience the move of God. Amen. You was ready to make all kinds of new resolutions. You'd already dropped 3 pounds. Amen. You were doing good, and all of a sudden, there's the wall. Right?
Amen.
Lord. Again? Again, the wall? It held you back? It's keeping you in bondage? Amen. Oh, let me tell you. Amen. Maybe you can hear some things going on the other side of the wall.
Right.
On the other side of your wall, you hear other people shouting.
Yeah.
On the other side of the wall, you hear other people rejoicing. On the other side of the wall, you hear other people testifying. Amen. They're testifying about what God's done for them. They're testifying about prayers answered. They're testifying about healing. They're testifying about the work of God. They're testifying about problems taken away. Amen. You hear all the good things going on the other side of the wall, but that wall keeps you in bondage. Can't go any farther. Can't go any farther. Can't go any farther. Hallelujah. Can I tell you? Micah chapter 2, verse 13 says, the breaker has come. The breaker has come. He is the one, amen, that can break through the wall. He is the one that can break through the wall tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the one, amen, that can go through the wall. Oh, glory to God. Amen. To break through the wall. To break through the wall. Hallelujah. Now, if you look at this verse with me real closely, Micah chapter 2, okay? If you look at that verse with me for just a moment, I want to read something to you because it gets really good there in that verse. And sometimes you miss it. It says, the breaker has come up before them. They have broken up. Amen. He has burst through. The wall has been broken up. Oh, thank God that the Lord is the breaker. Amen. He can break through the wall of circumstance. He can break through the wall of your sickness. He can break through the wall, amen, that hinders you and holds you back. He can break through the wall of unanswered prayer. He can break through the wall of doubt. He can break through that wall. And when he breaks through, he blows it open and makes clear access for us. Amen, that we can break through the wall that has us in bondage today. Hallelujah. But he goes on to say, amen, they have broken it up and have passed through. And have passed through. They got beyond the wall. They got beyond the wall. And not only did they pass through, they are gone out. They are delivered by it. They are delivered from their bondage. They are set free from their bondage. Hallelujah. And their king shall pass before them. The breaker, he don't only just break through the wall. Amen. But he goes before you. Hallelujah. Breaking down every obstacle. Amen. Moving aside every stone. Moving aside every demon. Moving aside. Amen. Every attack of the enemy. Amen. Making clear access. Making a clear exit for you to escape from the bondage you are in. Anderson, come here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Put you stand up here, buddy. Okay? Stand right there. Face me. Okay, the wall. I call Anderson forklift because if there's anything I ever need picked up, he can pick it up. This guy, he's unbelievable. He is. He's a wall. See what I mean? Okay, we need some help here. Logan, Jay, what's your name? Ethan, I'm sorry. I started to call you Devin and Dean. I'll get to it eventually. Just got to go down the list. Patrick, Seth, come on up here, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Just kind of spread out behind the wall here. Okay? Just kind of spread out. You don't have to stand in any order or anything. Just kind of spread out. Move back a little bit, Jay. That's right. Spread out a little bit. That's good. That's good. Right there. Stay right there. All right. The wall. He's trying to get the idea here, isn't he? I can't seem to break through the wall. Man, he's a, you know, you ever feel like you're up against that wall? Hey, man, no matter what I pray, no matter what I do, no matter, I'm going to, no matter what, I cannot break through the wall. Hey, man, the breaker has come. The breaker has come. Hallelujah. Hey, man, Michael, come here. The breaker has come. All right, the breaker has come. You need somebody bigger than yourself. You need somebody more powerful than yourself. Yee-hoo. Amen. All right. Amen. Look at them. Oh, look at them laugh back there. Ah, they're funny. But I just want them to let them know the breaker has come. All right. Amen. The breaker has come. Amen. And what you do is you let the breaker. Amen. He breaks through. Break through. Come on. Let him break through. Amen. And he not only breaks through the wall, but he breaks through every obstacle, amen, and brings you to complete deliverance. Amen. That's what God does for us. Amen. He is the breaker. Amen. And what he wants to do is not only break you through the wall, amen, he wants to take you all the way through to victory. Amen. He wants to take you all the way through to complete victory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The breaker has come. Amen. And he wants you to be delivered tonight. Amen. Thank you, brothers. Amen. That's what God wants to do for you. The breaker has come. The breaker. Needs somebody. It's bigger than, more powerful, stronger. Amen. Than you. That's the breaker. He will bring you through your bondage. He'll break through that wall. Bring in the sweet deliverance. Amen. Many times we rejoice because there's a hole in the wall. Amen. Don't stop there. Amen. Go through the wall. Amen. Get on through. Follow the breaker. Amen. As the king will pass before them and lead them on to victory. Hallelujah. Tonight, maybe you're behind the wall. What's your wall? What is the wall? I would, Brother David, but the wall. I'd like to pray tonight, but the wall. Amen. The wall. Amen. Can crumble before the break. You believe that I asked, we testified that God broke down the wall of sin. He broke down the wall of doubt. And he delivered us and he brought us into access with the Father. Praise God. Why can't he break down a wall of circumstance? Why can't he break down a wall, amen, of sickness in your life? Well, does that mean that he's going to heal us? Not necessarily, but we can get beyond the wall. We can get beyond the wall of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Where it's not keeping us in bondage any longer. Amen. But can we break through that wall? Yes, we can. What about the wall of a spirit of worship? I can't worship God. Amen. I believe God can break you through that wall. What about the wall of the Holy Ghost? God can break you through that wall. What about the wall of my prayers? Amen. God can break you through that wall tonight. But I got to ask you, what is the wall that keeps you in bondage? Man, stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. The breaker has come. Can I ask you to say that with me? The breaker has come.
Amen.
The breaker has come.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right? Not now. What I want you to do is, like I said, I don't know what your wall is.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what your wall is, but what I want you to do tonight is I want you to say it to me.
Oh,
but I want you to say it to your wall.
That's right.
Listen here, wall. The breaker has come. Listen, wall of my problem. The breaker has come. Hallelujah.
That's it. Amen.
The breaker has come.
Amen.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. I was reading about prison breaks. Prison breaks. There's some that have worked for years scraping around against a wall, chiseling around at a concrete block, working on a mortar joint, digging a tunnel, one scoop of dirt at a time, using a plastic spoon for a shovel. Amen. I've read about how they would work to try to bring about a little escape and to get out of prison, working for not only days, months, years, to bring about their escape, keeping it secret until they achieve their goal, trying to work for all that hard, they all go through all that hardship. But then I read about prison breaks, man, where suddenly the wall would explode. There was an explosion, somebody blew the wall, and they all walked out, and they all walked free, they all passed through. Amen, I believe that's what this verse is describing to us. Amen, that Jesus, he's ready, amen, to do something explosive in your life tonight. He's ready to do something powerful in your life tonight. He's ready to blow the wall, amen, to bring you into victory, amen, to give you freedom and liberty again, to get you beyond the wall, amen, that has you bound right now in your life. Amen, bow your head with me. Hallelujah. You know the wall. Hey, you, on the other side of that wall. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're behind that wall tonight, you say, Brother David, I need God to bring me through. Amen. Why don't you lift your hand right now? Amen. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Is there others you say, I've got to get beyond this wall? Amen. If I'm going to let God do something in my life, amen, I've got to break through this wall right now. Hallelujah. I'm tired of it being like it is. Tired of it being like it is, but I want to see God do something explosive in my life tonight. Amen. I want to see God do something explosive in my family. I want to see God do something explosive in my marriage. I want to see God do something glorious in my life. Amen. I want to break through this wall tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I got good news. The breaker has come. Hallelujah. Would you come to this altar with me tonight? Amen. Those that have raised their hand, just step out. Come on. Those who raised your hand, I want you to come first. Amen. I pray, God, break through the wall right now. Break us through the wall.
Do what you have
to
do to break.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We need a
breakthrough. Amen. Let's come and let's say, God, Lord, we need you to break us through right now.
Tear the roof off this house if we have to.
Lord, we need you to break us through right now. Hallelujah.
We need a breakthrough. Come on, let's get through. Tear the roof off this house if we have to. Press on through the ground. To God cry aloud.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Do what you have to do to break through.
Breakthrough.